And time now to check in with our Hollywood insider, Lisa Johnson Mandel from AtHomeInHollywood.com, and look at a couple of films that are opening this weekend. First of all, let's say good morning to her. Happy Friday, Lisa.
Happy Friday to you, too. Looking forward to a big Father's Day weekend.
Oh, indeed. And, of course, Pixar's Cars 3 out this weekend.
Yes, there's something for dads to take their kids to this weekend. Cars 3, I have to say, it's a little bit of a letdown for a Disney Pixar film.
Aww.
And it's only projected to gross about $55 million at the box office, which ain't too bad. But for a Pixar film, it's not real high. Probably finally beat Wonder Woman. That, you know, all your favorite old characters, Lightning McQueen with Luke Wilson and then Bonnie Hunt's back and Tony Shalhoub, Cheech Marin, Larry the Cable Guy. And then there's newcomers like Kerry Washington and Nathan Fillion and Armie Hammer, who I really like. But it's basically about how Lightning McQueen deals with new high-tech cars that are computerized and built for speed when he has an old school. He's an old school racer. So a lot of high-tech speak and low-tech nostalgia, but those aren't things that are really riveting to kids.
Nathan Fillion really done anything since Castle was canceled?
Boy, you know, we're sad about that. He's made some guest appearances in TV shows and also been, you know, filling in with, you know, kind of smaller parts in movies. But I don't think he's committed to anything big yet.
Right. All right. So what would you rate this on a scale of 1 to 10, Cars 3?
Well, on 1 to 10, this is probably about a 6.
Okay.
But still, kids love the franchise, so they will not be disappointed, and they will drag their parents there. And so, you know, it's just okay. It's not bad. It's not good. It's
All right.
just okay.
So it could be a pretty rough night for parents.
Indeed. It'll be a really rough night if you try to take your kids in to see a rough night.
Yes, indeed. Which is our
pretty
next one.
Yeah, it's rated R, yeah. And but it's surprisingly funny. And there's only gross out, really true gross out raunchy comedy in a few places. But I really liked it. I mean, is it funny as Bridesmaids? No. Is it as good as The Hangover? I didn't love The Hangover, so I think it's even better. But and it's got a great cast. It's got Scarlett Johansson and Kate McKinnon, whom I love, and Zoe Kravitz and Jillian Bell and Alana Glazer. And you know, it's funny. It's about a group of college friends who get together for a bachelorette party in Miami, and as you can guess, everything goes amiss. It all starts with the male stripper, doesn't it? Everything
oh,
always
boy.
Starts with the male stripper.
It's
yeah.
always the male stripper's fault.
Indeed. So anyway, yeah, it's a good, funny girl comedy, girls' night out comedy.
All right. So when the girls have nothing to do for Father's Day, go see Rough Night, huh?
Exactly. And the guys will like it for the eye candy. Very pretty girls in some skimpy costumes.
Well.
But a couple other films that are opening, they're smaller, All Eyes on Me, which is a Tupac Shakur biopic, and 47 Meters Down, which is the Girls in Peril Threatened by Sharks movie
Mandy,
for the summer.
Mandy, what's her name's movie?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mandy Moore is in that one.
Yeah, that yeah. sounds awfully claustrophobic to me. I don't think I can handle that one.
Well, it is a cage. You know,
mm-hmm.
she's in a cage.
And underwater.
Yeah, underwater, yeah. So, yeah, it's not too claustrophobic, but it is terrifying. I wouldn't see it if you're planning on a beach vacation anytime.
Okay, very good. All right, thanks for the advice. You can follow Lisa Johnson Mandel on her website at homeinhollywood.com and, of course, on Facebook and Twitter. Have a great weekend, and we will talk to you next Friday.
You got it.
Take care.